welcome, welcome.
And welcome to this week's Mungle Show. I am Matt Mungle. Remember, everything we do, check out mungleshow.com. Appreciate you hanging out with us each and every week. Joining me, as always, for this show, it is Susan Comyop-Stevens from thischicksflix.com.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you finish If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You?
I did. I finished it. I'm done. That was a hard one to get through.
It is. It is. It's a one and done for me. Like I said, it feels like how I felt when I watched Marty Supreme or whatever, Uncut Gems. I'm like, it's like the lead performances are so good. Like that, like Adam Sandler and Timothée Chalamet and Rose Byrne, they make the movie, but I'm like, I cannot stand this anymore.
I know, and that's the only reason I ended up watching If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, is because Rose Byrne did win the Golden Globe. She probably should have won the CCA in hindsight. Maybe, I don't know.
That's what I was going to ask you. So, because you already saw Jesse, but you did finish Hamnet, right?
I did. And another one that, man, there was just some hard movies to get through this year.
So, who do you think deserves Best Actress?
I think Rose Byrne does.
See, I told you you would have voted for Rose Byrne if you would have watched that. I literally said that. So you're the reason.
I bet she lost by one vote at the CCA.
Yeah, it's all. I was like, you should have watched before you voted because I'm pretty sure you would have picked her. Because
I know it's all my fault.
And I'm gonna be happy either way at the Oscars. I don't care who wins between the two, but Rose for me just has the edge because I feel like her performance, what she's doing, is from beginning to end versus, I don't know. I mean, Jesse's is too, but it's different. It's like, that's a lot that Rose Byrne is doing.
Yeah. I mean, there's some scenes when, you know, Jesse could have went and stood on the sideline, took a break. Rose didn't. She was beginning to end. And it wasn't ever a scene where she just took a breath and was like, wow, this is a good time. She was like intense. And every, I mean, it was exhausting to watch. Had to be exhausting to do. So, yeah, I would never watch it again.
No.
I'm not even really sure I knew what the movie, I mean, it was just an odd film. It was an odd film in a lot of ways, but there is no denying Rose's performance and her award-worthy stature. So, I'm glad I watched it simply because I can, you know, understand and justify the wins, you know.
Right. Me too. Yeah.
We're going to get into some more Golden Globes as that happened this past weekend, some of our reactions on that. But before we do that, I want to start with something light, as always. And Milo, my son, I don't know if I told you or not, he's going through Big Bang Theory. He's watching Big Bang Theory. He's like on season 3 or 4.
Okay.
Which I love Big Bang Theory. I just thought it was a great show, too. But he's like, why do the people laugh all the time? Because I don't think he's ever watched anything with a laugh track.
Laugh track.
And I always got to thinking about it. I'm like, the dreaded laugh track. What's your thoughts on that? Because I'm trying to remember now. It's like we got you and I and our people who have watched sitcoms for so long. It's almost like we get used to it and tune it out. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't remember now what shows had them and which ones didn't.
So... yeah, that's really interesting to bring that up because I think for shows, like obviously I love Friends. That is like one of my all-time favorites. So when I watch that and I rewatch it a lot, I don't even pay attention to the laugh track because I think I've tuned it out.
Does it have one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, I don't know if it's even, they always said it was, they said it was filmed at a live studio audience. And I think some of the episodes were, I don't know about all of them, but they said that there was, I mean, either way, that laugh sound. So, yeah, I'd have to like think back of which what were like all of them. But I think that it's interesting. So I don't know if you remember, but John Mulaney tried to make a comedy show. I don't remember what it was called, just Mulaney or what. Nazim Pitrad was on it. So that's why I watched it. Mm-hmm. And it had a laugh track. And that was just, I don't even know what year that was. That was a while ago. The laugh track was so noticeable and out of place because of where we are in like pop culture today and like filming and television comedies and stuff like that, that it did not fit. It was distracting. I hated it. I was like, oh, this doesn't work anymore. So I do feel like the show's like, I've never been into Big Bang Theory, so I don't know, but I feel like shows probably like Seinfeld, I know has one, or Friends, whatever you watched, back in the day at a certain year, it's fine. But I think now, like after like 2000, I don't know, 15, whatever it is, it's probably doesn't really have a place in comedy anymore because more shows don't really do the laugh track. But I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you, because obviously I grew up in the 70s when it was filmed before a live audience, and you had that natural laughter. You had that organic, which kind of fed the viewer. It also helped the performers to be in the moment. Then we moved into the laugh track. I'm not, it's hard for me because, again, I've gotten so used to it over my life that I'm trying to think of now, like, I love Ghosts. That's a comedy that I watch. And I'm like, does it have a laugh track? I don't even know. I couldn't tell you if it does or not. Because I think I've gotten so used to it that I don't notice it either way, unless I am in another room. Like, if I'm in the other room and Miles watching it, I can't really hear what they're saying, but all I can hear is the laugh track. It is so effing annoying.
It is.
It is so freaking annoying. And I'm like, but again, so I don't know. I can take it or leave it if I'm watching it. Do you think it helps us as a viewer to get in the moment? Do you think we would view a show the same if it didn't have the laughter? Use Friends as an example. If you totally took it out, would it be the same show?
I no. I think it needs it just because that laugh was like at certain points. I mean, again, I would not even think twice about it just because it was, and maybe you'd notice it more in a show that you didn't watch. Like I said, I don't watch Big Bang Theory. So whenever I do catch it and it comes on sometimes on Nick at Night, I kind of all I hear is the laugh track and I'm like, eh, I don't care for it. But it's just because I didn't watch it. So, which by the way, the Mulaney show was on in 2014. So even then it was way too dated. But I think more comedies don't do the laugh track. Like my newer favorite comedies, well, even like Office and Parks and Rec, those were technically mockumentaries or whatever, so they're not going to. But then there's shows like Superstore and New Girl, which I love. They don't have laugh tracks either.
They don't.
No, and I think and they don't need them. I almost want to say the thing that they use more is like score, like music, like that kind of like bouncy, like there's just like this very subtle background music that kind of carries that tone. So when something funny does happen, there's either like a sound or a natural sound or something. But like the silence makes it more funny too. I don't know.
I know, it's like I always almost feel like insulted. Like, I know when to laugh. I know
Yeah.
when it's funny. You don't have to tell me it's
Well,
funny.
people were more stupid back then. Clearly, we needed to know when to laugh.
I know,
Like,
people are watching the show going, was that funny? I don't know. Should I
that a
laugh? Oh, they
joke?
laughed. I should
Yeah.
laugh.
Well, and it's funny that you say that because I know like one of my friends, whenever I would watch The Office, I would laugh. I would laugh a lot, but she would be like, that's not funny. You thought that was funny? How is this funny? And I was just thinking, I was like, you probably don't know because you're just like, what part's a joke and stuff? Like, I mean, I think some people
I
like.
didn't know that. I didn't know that you watched The Office with my wife. I didn't know you did that.
Oh, your wife doesn't like The Office?
She does not. Even though she is, if there was ever a corporate person that's like office, loves working in an office and loves office
Oh.
dynamic, it's her. She couldn't stand Steve Carell. She thought it was so like, because she is like very like, she's not in HR, but she's like over HR sort of sometimes in a lot of positions. And so she was like, how's he even doing this? This is so cringe. So she just could
Yeah.
not get past it.
I get that. I do get that. I know somebody, I have a friend who can't get past him either. Like he's like, I can't stand Steve Carell's character. How would that be appropriate? And it wouldn't now. I don't think we could get a Michael Scott in a show right now. But at the time, oh my gosh, it still cracks me up.
Yeah, and it was funny too because we were all at the moment, we were all working in an office environment. The people who loved the show, we got it. We got the camaraderie and the people and the jokes. And so, yeah. So I don't know. So going forward, I'm gonna have to really pay attention because, like you mentioned, some of the shows that you watch now, and I'm like, I'm like, do they have a laugh track? Like, I could not tell you if, like, I mentioned ghosts and shows like that, if they have
I
one or
wouldn't
not.
think Ghost does.
I
That
don't
doesn't.
think it does either, but if it was in there, I wouldn't notice it, probably. I don't know. It's
Yeah.
weird.
It is.
Anyway.
It's an interesting question. It's definitely something. There had to be a point where that, like, so I'm curious at what point people were like, no more laugh track. But
Yeah,
yeah.
like some show just said, you're like, you know what? Let's just do away with this right now. It's not, you know, like one day somebody forgot to edit it in and they're like, oh shoot. And they're like, oh, well, this is actually better.
Or you just don't want to have a live studio audience.
Yeah. Now I do wish they would go back to the live studio audience.
Well, some shows do. I mean, some
I know
shows
they did
are.
some one-offs where the show would be like, ooh, we're going to do it like old school and we're going to go back to, but I don't know if they would do that
Well,
anymore.
the best thing to watch is a late night show if you want that.
Yeah.
That's for sure a live audience. So.
It is. Yeah, definitely. But I mean, like script comedy.
No,
Like, I'd
I know.
love a
I know.
scripted comedy to be again, you know, where when somebody walks on stage and the crowd starts clapping and they can't do their line until the clapping stops. That to me is just
Right.
really good television. That's just good, organic, almost like stage play acting. So
Yeah.
I get
Yeah.
it. All right, well, let's move on to some movies real quick before we get into the Golden Globes. I started one and two each week this year on the show, kind of do the box office. I know a lot of people do go to the theater still, and we want to keep theater alive.
Absolutely.
Avatar, Fire and Ash, no surprise, still at number one. Some movies that released last week, Primate came in at number two, which you said you'd heard good things. I haven't seen Primate yet, still haven't seen
Just
it.
because of our friends who went to
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic Fest, they said it was great. I mean, it just looks like a fun. I would love to watch it, but I think it'd be a great trip to the movie theaters with friends or a date night. I can wait to stream
Oh yeah,
it.
same. Housemaid number three. I know it's getting some really good reviews,
I want to see
so
Housemaid so badly.
I know. I probably don't know if I should share this or not. I guess I will, because they don't care. But I've been going back and forth. When the movie came out, I asked the rep. I said, "Hey, can we get a screening link for this? Because I want to watch and review it. I don't really want to go to the theater." And so they said, "No, we don't have one." Well, then randomly, like 2 days ago, I got an email and said, "Hey, Matt, sorry about the delay, but it's now on." The Housemaid is now on video on demand if you want to go buy it or rent it. So I replied back and I was like, buy it or rent it? I was like, I don't buy or rent stuff. I said, do you have a code? I was just kidding because we always jostle. I was like, do you have a code, a free code? Because I'm like, you know, I'd rent it and watch it if they gave me a code. Well, they emailed back and said, well, here's two tickets to see it in the theater. And I'm like, I don't want to see it in the theater.
Oh, that's nice. See, I like when they do that. That tempts me more to go see it, but
I
yeah.
know, so now I have two free tickets to go see it in the theater, and I'm like, well, I guess I could go. I don't know if I really want to go to the theater and see it. As I'm sitting here talking about people need to go to the theater,
I know.
I'm such a
If
jerk.
I had the time, I would be going like crazy.
I think
Kind of
because I'm a guy,
bother.
this seems more like I would feel kind of icky as just a single
Yeah,
guy going and hanging out in the
you have to
theater.
bring your wife or something.
I know, and
Yeah.
I would, but her schedule is so crazy right now. Or
Yeah.
I would 100% us do a date night if we could.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll talk to her and see if she's got some time this week to go see it. Because I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the single guy in there looking at naked Sydney while everybody's around me. So, all right. The other movie hitting theaters this weekend, 28 Days Later, The Bone Temple. A year ago, it seems like less than a year ago, 28 years later came out. Did you like it? The
I
first one, the one
still
that came
haven't
out.
seen any of those.
You still haven't? Oh my gosh.
No, because my husband went ahead and watched all of them when they like the third one came out or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm still not gonna watch these movies. So he's gonna watch that one, the
Does
newest
Trevor
one.
like the series?
Yeah, he does a lot.
Okay. I'm thinking Bone Temple is going to be really good because we got a glimpse of Ralph Fiennes as this Bone Temple guy in the last movie. And it was the best part of the movie, I felt. It was the coolest scene and the coolest character. So now that Bone Temple is getting its own movie, I'm excited to see it.
I heard it was incredible and it was even better than the most recent one. Did you like the most recent one?
Oh yeah, I thought it was great. And I had to go back and rewatch all the other ones because I hadn't watched those either. But I'm like, last year I was like, well, if I'm going to see the 28 years later, I need to see 28 days and 28 weeks and all the other ones. So I
Got
watched
it.
all of those and I was surprised how good they were. So I'm excited about Bone Temple.
No, I think that one's gonna get people in the theaters because people were anticipating that one.
And I can't remember. Did you see Dead Man's Wire? Because they sent it to us early for
Yeah, we
voting.
texted about that. That was the one that, like, it was so good. Yeah, they texted they would have given us tickets and stuff, which was great. I mean, I'd already seen it, but yeah, I remember watching that. I started it late at night, thinking I was just gonna watch like 20 minutes before I went to bed. And I was texting, I was like, I have to finish this now. And I went
I
to
remember
bed
that. Yeah,
at
because it was
1
so
a.m.
intense.
I was like, I can't not, because I didn't know the story. It was incredible. Such a good movie. I still think that that movie got gypped not being recognized during award season.
I know Bill Skarsgård was did such a great job in this because it's such a subtle performance. It's like a, you know,
Yeah.
this camera following around this guy and this true story about this working stiff that, you know, took this guy hostage. You know, so it was just really, really well done. I mean, Gus Van Sant's his ability to do that kind of film and with the music and the score and I don't know. There was just so much about it that was just really, really cool to me.
Yeah, no, Dacre Montgomery was really great too. But yeah,
He was.
it should have been performance-wise, the very least, something like a nomination. But yeah.
I wonder if they will this qualify for the Spirit Awards? You think it'll slip in there?
Did they release those nominations yet?
I don't remember seeing them. If they
Maybe a
did, I
little
didn't
too
see them.
early.
I bring that up because Dead Man's Wire is out in most theaters now. They did a limited run at the end of the year for award season, and then it rolled out in other markets the last couple of weeks. But I think you can see it pretty much everywhere now. So if you're into these like little 70s crime dramas, Dead Man's Wire is really, really good. Bill
So good.
Skarsgård, Al
Well,
Pacino, Colman Domingo.
yeah, must I say definite watch for sure.
I don't think either one of these will dethrone Avatar. I'm curious how long Avatar Fire and Ash is going to stay at number one.
Yeah, I mean, I
You think Bone
think
Temple could pass it or knock it out?
possibly that's the only one that has a chance of taking it out just because Avatar's been out for a while, but that probably has a lot of momentum because Avatar is definitely a movie you want to see in theaters.
And there's not a whole lot out to see in movies. So people who are like, man, I just want to go to the movies this weekend will probably see it, I think. So it'd be
For
interesting to
sure.
know where Bone Temple lands, but I still haven't watched Fire and Ash.
Oh, the nominees are out for Indie Spirit Awards.
Are they?
Wow, I've actually seen most of the Best Picture nominees except for one, but
Is
no
there
Dead
anything in there
Man's
that hasn't come up in like critics and SAG and Golden Globe? Is there any like standouts that nobody else has mentioned?
Wire. I mean, the fact that like the best feature is movies like The Plague, which is great. I'm glad. Sorry, Baby, Train Dreams, Twinless, love Twinless. The Baltimoreans is nominated for John Cassavetes' award.
That's
That was
good.
great. That's such a good like indie spirit film.
I agree.
See, this is it'll be oh, okay, so they've got best director. So maybe Train Dreams might get win there because they've got but so did If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, Sorry, Baby. That's a lot of, I mean, I'm actually, this might be the most excited I've been for an Independent Spirit Award in a while because I like the nominees.
How did Train Dreams get in there?
I guess it's a indie. Who knew? I thought it was a big picture one too.
I did too. I don't know. I don't know how blurry the lines are for the Spirit Awards.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. And Joel Edgerton's nominated for, well, it's, so that's what the, and that's fine. I appreciate that they wanted to, they just made it one best lead performance. I do think that I hate when they don't separate it just on that sense, like to do best female lead and best male lead, but I get why they're doing it.
Do
Hopefully,
you?
Rose
I
Byrne.
don't. I don't get
You
it.
like that?
I don't like it. I don't like. I think it's ludicrous.
No, I don't like it. I don't
I
like it.
hate it. I hate it.
Yeah.
But you said you kind of get why they do it. I don't
Oh,
even
I
get why
get
they
why
do
they're doing it. I don't agree with it.
it. Yeah, I
They're
don't.
doing it to say, like, you know, they're all actors kind of thing. And, like, I get it. We know that, but it's
Yeah, but
okay.
it's like you could not have put And I'm going to sound old and stereotypical, but we were just talking about Rose Byrne's performance. You can't compare that because there's not a male out there that could have done that performance as a mother, and as a wife going through all this stuff. The same way you couldn't have put a female in like a, I don't know, like a either a Marty Supreme or a, I
You
don't
could
know.
put
It's
a
just.
female in Samari Supreme, but
It's like it's like I think they need to be separate because they're separate performances and they're separate emotions and yeah, I don't get it, but
Yeah, it's just well, and I don't like how many nominees there ends up being, because it's like I don't know, it's is what it is, but
I
yeah,
guess.
not my favorite when they've done that, because I feel like somebody who should win gets chipped.
Yeah, but
But
still no Dead Man's Wire, huh?
I don't see any Dead Man Wire, so I don't know, that was considered
Do
an
they
indie.
do animation or sound or editing or any of that, or do they just do movies and acting?
No, but I will say, when I started watching the Independent Spirit Awards, they didn't have a whole television category, and I kind of like that. I wish they didn't do
Well, what do they consider independent television?
that. Ooh, sorry. Let's see, best new scripted series for like Adolescence. See, I don't even see the point of this. So obviously Adolescence is going, there's no point. Adolescence is going to sweep all, like none of these other ones stand a chance against Adolescence.
Did they, yeah, I don't know why, I don't know what's going on here. I'm confused.
I
Did they
know.
just start adding all this stuff to get people to come to their show or to watch? Like,
Probably,
because
probably.
I remember nobody used to watch the Spirit Awards because there literally would not be one movie there that anybody outside of diehard critics had even heard of.
Yeah, like they threw in Seth Rogen for the studio. What? Seriously? And Noah Wiley for the Pit. Come on now. You
If there
guys
was
are
ever a
trying.
non-independent show, it's
I was
The
like, that's
Pit.
quit it. Quit what you're trying to do here.
That
That's very weird.
is
Yeah,
weird.
so I think it's a reach. I think that's 100% what it was that they wanted more talent and star power at the indie spirit, so they added the television category, and it's not my favorite.
Yeah, same. Oh, well. I mean, we'll follow who wins, but yeah, that's a
Yeah, well,
weird
we're like one of the
steps.
only, maybe the only two people that do watch the Indie Spirit Awards.
They should invite us. They should let us host.
Oh my gosh. They
We're the only
got
ones.
ego. Ego's hosting. I do like her.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I remember one year, Audrey, one of the years that when it was really good, they
Aubrey
had like
Plaza, she
Aubrey
did
Plaza.
host.
Yeah, she
Yeah,
was
yeah,
so
yeah.
good.
She's good. She definitely fits in. I mean, she's an indie film star.
I
Yeah.
know, that's what I mean. So it totally fit that vibe of what that show was, because
Yeah.
she was just right there in the midst of it. Well, speaking of award shows, as we mentioned the Golden Globes last weekend, you and I always go into the Golden Globes hesitant because they're just, we don't like them. There's so much stuff that I have animosity about. But on the backside, coming out of it, I have to eat a little bit here and say, you know what? They did a For the most part, they did a pretty good job with this show. There's a lot of things that failed miserably, but it wasn't an unpleasant show to watch.
No, I'm gonna say, and me too, because I'm very obviously, we can't help it. It's Critics' Choice versus the Golden
Right.
Globes. And I'm just gonna say this, we say this all the time. I get so annoyed because whoever named our association didn't think to like name it something disguising like the Golden Globes
Yep.
and call us like the American press or something like that, because they are critics. They are for Hollywood foreign press. It press is critics. That is what they are the same. We are the same exact like careers. They hide behind the Golden Globe title and the Hollywood foreign press, and so they don't get the jokes that we get. They don't get the 5-minute monologue from Jean Smart bashing critics, because they're hiding behind the Hollywood Foreign Press and Golden Globes. So that will always forever like irk me, because the Golden Globes just has a cooler name than us, and also their trophy looks cooler too. I mean, let's be honest, it's gold. We should have gone gold.
And
Show
they've got
them
the
gold.
prestige of being around for 80 years or however
Yeah,
long it's been.
it's been like a, but that being said, and I we will touch on the stuff that I hated because there were still a lot of things I hated.
Me too.
Major, it has been, because Nikki Glaser was good last year, but I wouldn't have said the show was good last year. She was a step up. They found their footing this year, and I would say there was at least like 4 years in a row where it was like dying. Like these last 4 years, it was, I mean, there was, a, it was, I almost thought it was about to get canceled. But the combination of her as a host and whoever wrote the show this year, they wrote way better jokes for the presenters. They had fun with the show. Like the last couple of years, even last year, I remember all the presenter jokes sucked. I was like, who is right? Like, they don't even want to do this. They don't even want to read it. And so they came in hot. They were like, we know what we're doing. And the presenters were funny. Nikki Glaser was funny. And the show seemed like a good time. And that is what you want to convey to audiences. Not that ours didn't look like a good time. I thought ours, still watching back, it didn't look like a bad time.
Yeah, it didn't. And I think you're right about how it did make it engaging and how she stepped up her game. I sent you this thing on Instagram where Nikki Glaser was, I guess, right after that on the Howard Stern show. And she was so talking about all these jokes that she had written that she didn't use. So I think she wrote her own material. I'm wondering if she had anything to do with writing the other stuff.
Well, that's what I wondered. I wondered if maybe she was somebody who like sat with the writers at all and like helped. She definitely wrote her like opening
Sure.
monologue. But I mean, it felt like at least she had a say on the stuff that she would pop up in. Either way, we need those writers. Whoever wrote that, I want that. And then we need a new host.
Yeah.
Like now more than ever, we need a host because the thing about Nikki Glaser is, even though some of her jokes didn't land for me, she comes out there feeling so appreciative and happy to be there. And it shows. It really does. And I think that feeds off on the audience and stuff. And she just looks like she's having a good time. And we need a host who looks like they're having a good time, that their humor. Chelsea Handler's humor is great in a, when she had her show, the hand, whatever, Chelsea or whatever it was called, that dry, very dry humor, like office style show. But like on stage like this, no, we need like lively and fun.
Yeah. And I think that comes from experience because of all the roasts and the other shows that Nikki does, she has a camaraderie and a
Camaraderie.
relationship with those people. And so she can get up there and rag on Kevin with the confidence of knowing he's going to know how to take it. And he's going to give back. And they just, there's almost like a family feel to it that she brings. And it is that confidence level of knowing that what she's going to do is good. And she just, and she's not egotistical about it. She's not really Ricky Gervais and very just an a-hole about it. She's just very just delivers it. And it's organic and I love her.
I still do think Ricky Gervais would make a great host for our show.
I'll take him. I mean, at this point, I will take him.
I will take it. I think our ratings would boost phenomenally. However, I would love to see like Amy Poehler or Tina Fey. We don't need both of them, even just one of them, because those just seeing like Nikki Glaser, but especially seeing Amy Poehler up there. She's friends with everybody. Everybody loves her. She's doing, I mean, she might be even more expensive now because of the good hang thing, but she would be great. I mean, but yes, Ricky Gervais. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, that would be incredible.
Yeah, especially even for all the pre promos and stuff with you would see Amy Poehler talking about our show and everybody would gravitate toward that,
Oh,
celebrity
yeah.
and non. They would be like, oh wow, that's pretty cool, So I think it would be a huge thing for us. Maybe we got to spend a little bit more to get her, but I'm down with
And we
it.
also, and the reason, and I stand by this, the reason why the Golden Globes ratings were finally like better than ever, I still think we need to be on like NBC.
Yeah.
So many people told me that they just put on the Globes because there was nothing else to watch, and everybody has CBS. So you just leave it there. Even if they didn't watch the whole thing, most people I know didn't watch the whole thing, but they left it up for like an hour because they have it. And they're like, oh, why not? So I really think that, though I still think E is better than CW, I think that I wish we could get the NBC. If we could get NBC and a new host that's like good, like great. Oof, that would be, we'd be in the same breath as Golden Globes, that's for
Yeah,
sure.
it'd be a game changer, 100%. Well, I think most of the wins were the same. We alluded at the top of the show that Rose Byrne won the Golden Globe. We didn't let her win ours, but that was, other than that, I can't remember any big standout different winners. Obviously, the frustrating Jean Smarts of the world won again,
Oh
but
my God. I cannot wait for that show to be done.
Adolescence was a strong winner.
Yes.
Sinners again didn't win.
I think Sinners, I think we did better for Sinners than they did because we gave Miles Keaton and Best Ensemble Cast. And I just want to say that we gave Sinners real awards versus box office achievement that. I'm telling you, the only reason they added that stupid category that I absolutely hate is my like, I still am not even that crazy about podcasts. The reason I would be okay with podcasts, except for the fact that they cut score. And it wasn't like our thing. We cut a lot because we
I
just have so
know.
many. We have too many. Maybe we need to regroup on that. We have a lot, but we didn't single out score.
know.
They chose to show box office achievement and podcast over score, just one award. That is insane. That is way more of a slap in the face. But like,
And
that's
if nothing
like,
else, cut a skit or two. They had a couple of skits they
yes,
could have cut. It's like
you
your
can
skits are more important than this one
one.
winning. One guy that wants to get up there and give his little speech,
Yeah, he's gonna
and he
have it. No,
can't.
I'm telling you, he's gonna have a funny joke come Oscars when he wins,
Are
knock
they going
on
to show
wood.
it at the Oscars?
Yes. Yeah. The Oscars. And he's gonna be like, finally, I get to talk.
I know
Like,
he
I hope he
should.
says that.
He
But I,
shouldn't. Oh my gosh.
the cinematic achievement, they created that. I think the first time they created it was Barbie. And if you notice, what they do is they add the award, they add that to the movie that's not gonna have it's the big film that they know is not going to get any other big awards. So they like, oh, here you go. And I just knew that when they won that, I was like, I don't think Sinners is going to get anything. I did not think Michael B. Jordan was going to get it. I had a feeling and that it was going to Wagner. And I also was like, I don't think Sinners is going to get that comedy or whatever, or drama. I didn't think it was going to get the drama. I thought it was going to go to Hamnet or sentimental value because that's the way the Hollywood Foreign Press votes.
And you were right. Hamnet, to me, to a lot of people, was the big shocker and the big wow, we didn't see that coming of the night for sure. But yeah, I mean, even last year, giving it the achievement one to Wicked, because I don't think Wicked won much with them last year.
No,
So,
I think just got costume. Like that's what
yeah.
they gave it to Barbie. The first year they did it, they gave it to Barbie. Barbie got nothing else. Then they gave it to I think it got song. That's
Yeah.
so it gets like one like, but they want an opportunity for like the director to come up, which I appreciate, but it's like you couldn't come up with anything else besides box office achievement, really. It's such a participation award. Like I can't stand it.
Yep, I agree. And for everything that the Golden Globes did better and right this year, they had some really miscues. One of them, as you mentioned, bumping one award for some skits that really weren't that funny. And then second, having a live duo to talk when the people are coming up to be presented with these awards.
Horrible.
It was horrible. And the one reason it was horrible is it's almost like they weren't prepared. They were stumbling over their words. I mean, some of the facts they were given were kind of cool. Like, yeah, this person has never been nominated, or this is their first nomination. Ooh, they look at them. They get to hug Julia Roberts. They wanted to meet her. But then they would be like stumbling over their words and getting everything mispronounced. And the song, there's been some stuff online about the song choices that were
Song
played. It was
choices
just,
were really bad.
it was horrendous. I'm like, whose idea was it for this? And I
No,
think it took us out of the moment.
I completely hated it. I didn't like it at all. It was distracting. Maybe call me like traditional here, but I love whenever, and I like the way we do it. I love the proper award music. And like, I mean, obviously certain times you can pull a song from like their film or their like show or something, and that's fine too. But I also like at most, the only thing I want to hear is that like, professional voice that the one we had, and they do it at the Oscars too, where they basically just say like, "This is so and so's fifth nomination and first win." Blah, blah. That's about all I need to know. I like
That's all I need to
that.
know.
I don't need a play-by-play, like a dog show, that when you can't even announce, these people couldn't even pronounce names. They were butchering titles and names and just yammering. I was like, shut up.
Yeah, and the first couple of times they did it, I'm like, "Oh, this is going to be cool." But then by the third one, I'm like, "Oh, this is not cool. This is
No,
not. This is horrible."
it was equivalent to how bad the graphic was for when they would do like the map of where the person was sitting. And
Yes.
that was so bad because I'm like, we just need a reaction shot. We don't need a small little box and a huge screen so that you can show us in a dark room where someone's sitting. Why? How does this benefit me at all?
It
I do not.
doesn't. It's like, why do we care where they are in the
We
room?
don't care. No one cares where they're sitting. And they chose to take up more of the screen with where they're sitting. That was like, and I swear they were like, they were so, whoever made that was like, look, we can do this. We can use the thing that's like on your Google Maps. How cool is that? No,
Know.
no.
Like they brought some middle schoolers in there who's learning how to code. You know, it's like at one point you see a dog pee on a fire hydrant for email or
Yeah.
something. It's like, what is all these little gifts?
It was so bad. I hated it. And I absolutely hated how they would do like a polling of like the next award and be like, here are the chances. And I was like, oh my God,
And
stop.
who's voting?
Who's voting? Who's doing this percentage? And it'd be like the, like, okay, who's going to win best comedy musical? One battle after another is like all red. And then you've got 2% for the other movies. I was like, this is so
I
stupid.
know. It's
Stop doing
like I had
that.
no, unless they did, and they made it seem live, like maybe they did a poll like a month ago on their website of like, who do you think's going to win? And then they took that and tried to incorporate that in the show. Like that was a live poll. Like, ooh, no, it's not. Nobody knows how to vote. It's like, if you're going to do a
Yeah.
poll, tell me how to vote.
It was graphic overload. It was very clear they were trying to be hip and cool. And they're like, let's, how do we make this TikTok-y and boom, boom, boom. And it was like, stop. Okay.
Yeah, just
You've already
quit.
got the better host, you know? Like, screw
Yeah.
you. All right. You don't stop being ridiculous.
I
And it
know.
was just like, I mean, honestly, fine. You know what? Keep doing it because I can make fun of y'all for it.
I know. Give us more banter to talk
Yeah.
about. Give us
Give
more
us more.
fodder.
Give me something to say negative. I mean, the only, and then obviously I've always, oh, and thank you, Judd Apatow, for pointing out how stupid it was when The Martian won Best Comedy Musical over
I know,
your
because
movie.
that's our go-to. Every time we talk about it, how stupid it is, that's the go-to everybody mentions. It's like The Martian, comedy, stupid, ridiculous.
Stupid. I mean, there's that category. I mean, that's why I tell you, like, I, we were texting, I was like, I think it's dumb that they split, that they do the, you know, a split of the movies, a split of the lead acting categories and stuff like that. Cause it's obvious they do it. Again, I call them the more of the participation award show where they're trying to spread the wealth and make sure everyone feels included, which is not like, it's not bad. It's just like it works when it fits. But when you're giving Matt Damon best actor in a musical or comedy for The Martian, it's really obvious what you're trying to do, and it's insulting.
Yeah, and then have a musical comedy, our musical category, and don't even nominate Wicked. It's like, why even bother? Well, in the minute
Yeah.
we have left, what's the one show you're watching right now that you say everybody should watch? The one show you're watching going, don't miss this show.
Well, I am watching Gen V. Just we have one more episode left. It's actually pretty good. I would say season two's even better than season one for me. What about
Yeah.
you?
A lot. Bridgerton's coming out. That's going to be good to watch. We're
Yes.
watching. I'm High Potential and Will Trent is back. So that's all fun to watch. And so, yeah, there's a lot of good movies streaming as well. So there's a lot out there. And next
Yeah.
week, we'll dive more into what we're watching, more award show stuff, box office stuff as well. Remember, everything Susan does, check out this chicksflix.com. If you want to know what we do, check out mongolshow.com. And we'll be back with more next week.